Have your Bibles this morning, amen. Turn to Matthew 24. Just want to look at some things and just want to ask the question this morning, are you safe? Are you safe, amen, in the ark, amen? Are you safe in the ark, praise God? And I'm just applying this to Scripture that we're reading, and I'd better get my glasses on, and I left them laying over there. Glory to God. I turned 51 years old. I couldn't see when I was 40, but now I got to wear my glasses, amen. Praise the Lord. But I just want to thank God this morning for His Word, His love, His mercy, and His grace. Amen. But the Word of God tells us this morning, amen. I tell you what, I want to go to the Lord in prayer first and just ask God's blessings on His Word. And you pray with me if you will. Our dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, God, we thank You and praise You, Lord, for Your love, Your mercy, and Your grace, God. I pray, God, You'll hide me behind the cross this morning, God. I'm nothing without You, Lord, and I have to depend solely and dependently on You, Lord. And I just thank You, God, that You're there. I pray, God, that Your Word will be blessed this morning, God. I pray that it'll open our eyes, God, to things to come, Lord. We just pray, God, that You'll just help us this morning. Plead the blood of Jesus, God, that You'll bind that old lying devil, God. We pray, God, You'll build a hedge about this place, Lord, during this revival, God. I pray that You'll bless this preacher, Preacher Frank, God, in this church, God. Be with him and help him, God. Pray that You'll bless all of these pastors here, these preachers, God, evangelists, God. Be with them and help them, God. We just praise You, give You the honor and the glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God this morning. Amen. And the question is, are you safe in the ark? Praise God. If you're saved and born again, I tell you something this morning. Amen. God. Amen. I just thank God for salvation. I thank God for Jesus dying on the cross of Calvary. But do you know Jesus this morning? That's one thing that we need to know. If you don't know Him, you need to get prepared. Amen. Because one day Jesus is returning. But I want to read this scripture this morning. Amen. Matthew 24:36. It says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but My Father only. But as in the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until that day that Noah entered into the ark. He knew not until the flood came and took them all away, and so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. I will tell you one thing. I believe, praise God, this morning with all of my heart, that we're living in the last days, and we see so much going on around us. Amen. And if you know, one person asked me one time, why do you watch the news all the time? I want to know what's going on. And you know, sometimes it can be discouraging to see some of that stuff, but then again, it can be exciting to know that we see things unfolding, praise God, that we're going to see Jesus soon, amen. I believe He's coming, amen. But the question is this morning, are you safe in the ark? Are you ready for the rapture of the church, amen? I tell you what, I believe it'll take place in the next short while. But as we had read the scripture here for us in the days of Noah, were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. I tell you something, it says, and you not until the flood came and took them all away, and so also the coming of the Son of Man be. I'll tell you something, praise God. When God told Noah and his family to go to the ark, to get in the ark, and the animals were all put in, the birds and everything that God told them to put in there, I'll tell you, when they got on that, God told them to get on, God shut the door, amen. And it was too late for those that didn't listen to Noah, amen, didn't listen to God. I want you to know something. They wasn't ready, amen. They didn't get on the boat, praise God. There was too much days of the days of carousing and unpreparedness was going on during this time. And you know something, church, it breaks my heart what I see today. As one preacher had already mentioned, what's going on today, amen, a lot of churches, praise God, a lot of churches, amen, today are not preaching the truth anymore. They're not preaching on hell. They may preach on love, they may preach on heaven a little bit, but they don't preach on hell anymore. I tell you, the church has been turned into a place, amen, it's been turned into a place of dance halls and stuff like that. It saddens my heart, some of the things that I see, praise God. But God says it's wrong, amen, it's sin. And I want you to know something, that He's coming back to take the true church out one day. You need to be prepared, you need to be ready, amen. Jesus is coming back to take us home one day. I tell you, I hope you've already planned ahead. I hope that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior this morning. We don't know when Jesus is coming back, but I believe the time is drawing nigh. I believe He could come at any moment because He said He would, but we don't know when. But I'll tell you one thing. He says to be watchful, amen. As Christians, we need to be watchful. We need to be prepared. We need to get ready because He's taking us home one day. God's had to show me some things in the last year. I just thank God for it, amen. I thank God, amen, for my daughter, amen. I thank God for my wife. Hey, she couldn't be here today, amen. But I want you to know something. God has started working, amen. As I told you a while ago, it's so easy to slip away from God. It's so easy, amen, to kind of just get cold and indifferent. And I knew that I needed something from God and started getting into some meetings, amen. And God started blessing, amen. My daughter, she says, Daddy, I want to start singing and playing for the glory of God. And I say, praise God, amen. It ain't about me, though. It's about Jesus. It's about the glory of God, giving God the glory, amen. I just thank Him this morning because there's nothing good about me. There's nothing good about me. And I'll tell you something. I heard one old preacher say one time, I won't call his name, but his name was Joe Farlow from Ashboro, I believe it was. But he says, God knows how sorry I am. And I just sat there and I looked at him. I just kind of grinned at him, amen. But I want you to know something. I just thank God that the blood has been applied, amen. I thank God that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary for our sins, amen. Thank God for His love. But are you ready for the rapture this morning? I tell you, it could take place in the next while. I want you to know something. It's going to be sooner than we think, I believe. A lot of people's not looking for Jesus. The Bible says, the Bible says that when I come back, it's going to be he talks about how unexpected it would be. I'm just saying, he's saying pretty much when He comes, people are not going to be looking for Him. I want you to know, I believe Christians, though, amen, I'm looking for Him, amen, because I believe Christians, He says to be watchful, amen. Therefore, watchful. I believe we should be looking for Him. Amen. I want you to know there's a lot of people that's not looking for Him today. That's a sad thing, amen. But you know, the church today, it saddens my heart, and you know, we need to pray for churches around. You don't find too many churches anymore that stand on the old-fashioned King James Bible. Praise God. It's a blood-bought book, amen. I want you to know something. It's the blessed. I thank God for the blessed hope. I thank God for the blood and the book, amen, this morning. It's so great to have the truth in front of us, but I want you to know, praise God, He is coming back. He's going to take us out of here, but you know He's coming, and we know that, but are we prepared? Are we ready? Amen. If you had 1 hour left on this earth, amen, this morning, or maybe this afternoon, but if you knew Jesus was coming, you had 1 hour left, what would you do? Amen. What would you do? What would you do in that last hour? Would you plead with God and beg God's mercy? Amen. Would you ask God, say, God, I know I've been saved, but I still want to get closer to You. Amen. Because we can't get close enough. Amen. It's just like, amen, I just thank God when He reaches down and touches my heart and my soul. Amen. But I want you to know, I just don't feel like I can get close enough, but I do know I'm saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. I know that I know. Amen. But you know, if we had 1 hour left, how would we spend it? Would we try to go back? I've got something down here I need to go take care of. Amen. There's a lot of people today. Saddens your heart, amen, but it's true. A lot of people, they don't have time for God. They don't have time for Jesus Christ, amen. They don't have time anymore. And you know, it's like with myself, if I'm not careful, I can get to a place where I don't have time. That's the truth, church. It can happen to any of us, amen. But I thank God that He's still on the throne, amen, that He's still beating at the heart's door, amen. Praise God, amen. I thank God for that. But you know, there's a lot of sins hidden in people's lives. Some sins are outward sins. Some sins are hidden inside, but God knows all about them, amen. He knows about sins this morning, amen. There's just too much celebrating today in God's church, amen. I tell you, they're wanting to have fun. The devil says, just have a little bit of fun. You can bring this Bible in, this O-N-I-V Bible, amen. It's a counterfeit of Satan, amen. It's okay if you bring in this music here. Your young people, your children, they want this music in here, amen. And it's a counterfeit of Satan. That old rock and roll stuff, amen. I'll tell you something. It's a counterfeit. It's a lie of the devil. It ain't going to work, praise God. Yeah. I know of a meeting, amen, it's going to take place. And I just pray that God will break their buses down or whatever. They got some good preachers coming in to preach the Word of God. I mean, solid preachers. I know the preachers, and they'll stand and they'll preach. But then they're going to bring some of that stuff in. You know why? Because of the young people. Praise God. I tell you, something ain't right about that. Amen. I tell you, it's a counterfeit of the devil. You know, I believe the old stuff still works. Amen. I've been in this service, praise God, and been blessed. Amen. If your heart ain't been blessed, praise God, something's wrong. You would sweat. Amen. I tell you something. It's easy sometimes. Amen. But I'll tell you, we need to get down to business with God. There needs to be repenting. Amen. And crying out to God, God's mercy. Amen. Getting right with God. I tell you something. Preaching needs to be true. Amen. We need to preach from the Word. Amen. And preach what God lays on our heart. Amen. We need that daily repentance and cleansing. Praise God. I'll tell you something. I have to ask God every day. Sometimes I lay in the bed at night and I ask God. I say, God, forgive me for my sins. God, help me to be what you would have me to be. And I pray sometimes for my church. And you know, I love my people in my church. And sometimes I just pray and pray. But I know God's going to do something. Amen. I know God's going to do something. Because He loves me, amen. But are you ready this morning for the rapture? Are you ready for Jesus, amen? We need to surrender our lives to God, amen, and give our 100% to Him. And you know, that's been one of my problems over the years. I've cheated myself and I've cheated God because I didn't give my 100%. And I'm sure there's others that would admit that they've done the same thing. But I want you to know something. In these last days, I believe God's starting to pour His Spirit out unto the saints of God, amen, so we can see and wake up. And amen. Awake, O thou that sleepest. Amen. We need to wake up. Praise God. I tell you something. The bride of Christ is coming to get the church one day. The bride of Christ is coming to get the church. He's going to come for a church. Amen. And I tell you something. It's going to be sooner than we think. You know, the rapture is going to separate those who know the Lord in the Spirit and truth. Amen. It'll separate those who know the Lord in Spirit and truth. But the bride of Christ are going to come and get the true church. Praise God. Those that have been saved and born again, washed in the blood of Jesus. Amen. Sanctified. Praise God. I tell you something. When I got saved, old things passed away. Behold, all things became new. Amen. I just thank God for that this morning because He is God. Amen. And then when the rapture takes place, there's going to be a lot of folks who thought they were Christians or sitting in church. You know, they're going to say, I thought I was a Christian. But they're going to be left behind, sitting, amen, in the church. The world's going to see who the real pretenders are. They're going to see the pretenders, amen. And they're going to be looking for Brother Bill or whoever, amen. Or Preacher so-and-so, he's going to be gone. I believe when the rapture takes place, praise God, there's going to be people going to run down to the church. Let's go see if we can find Preacher Frank. But let me tell you something, Preacher Frank ain't going to be here, praise God. He's going to be gone, amen. He's going to be gone. But the world's going to see who the real pretenders are. I tell you, I just thank God. I'm going to flip over to Matthew chapter 7 and read a couple of verses of scriptures. Amen. Matthew chapter 7, verses 22 and 23. The Bible says here in Matthew 7, 22, 23, He says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew ye, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Amen. I believe a man, praise God, Jesus one day, he's coming back to get to church, but there's going to be a lot that thinks that they're okay, but they're just pretenders. They don't have Jesus living in their hearts. They never had Jesus living in their hearts. And you know, one day the trumpet's going to sound, praise God. It's going to be too late when the trumpet sounds to pray and ask forgiveness of sins. Amen. It's going to be too late. It saddens my heart today. Preachers, I know you probably have the same thing sometimes. I preach on Hebrews 10:25. Amen. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another as we see the day approaching. Amen. It seems like people today have forsaken the things of God. Amen. He didn't forsake me. Amen. He died on the cross for me. Praise God. I thank God for that. Amen. I just praise Him because He died for my sins. Praise God, as preachers, amen, and as people in the church, if we're saved and born again, we can all kind of minister the Word of God, but we need to send out the warning, amen, that Jesus is coming back to take the church. Christ will return soon, amen, for the church, and it's going to be before we know it. You know, devil, he don't like it. But you know what? I still plead the blood of Jesus, praise God. Amen. He can't stand the blood, amen. He can't stand the blood. Still plead the blood of Jesus Christ, praise God. I tell you something, that's what I do. I tell the church a lot of times, the church, you need to plead the blood. You need to plead the blood. You need to stand on it, praise God. I've been bought by the blood, amen. And there's still power in the blood, amen. I thank God for that this morning, amen. Thank God. But you know, like I said, the devil loves to slip counterfeit sin into church today. But you know, his time is running out. You know, we think about it. I'd read the other day, amen, I was looking and I found where about 1.8 seconds, about every 2 seconds in the world, somebody slips out into eternity, amen. You know, that's so sad because there's a lot of people slipping out into eternity and that don't know Jesus, amen. And they're falling into a place called hell. They're going to a place called hell. It's so sad because hell is real. The Bible says a rich man died and lifted his eyes in torment, amen. There was no mercy, no peace, no hope for that rich man, amen. I tell you, there was no hope for him after he had already busted hell wide open. And you know, it's sad, amen. But Jesus Christ, he made a way. You know, I believe a man has to step over the cross. He has to reject Jesus Christ. He has to reject the blood, amen, to go to hell. I believe every man has a chance, amen. But you know, there are so many today. I've had friends to die and go out in car wrecks. And I tried to witness to them when I first got saved. And you know, it saddens my heart to think if he died and went to hell, or if this one died and went to hell, saddens my heart, church. I tell you something, hell ain't no place nobody wants to be.
Amen.
But it's a real place. And this world don't want to hear about hell, but I'll tell you something, it's real. As somebody said last night, might have been Preacher Frank, I don't know, and the world don't want to hear about the grace of God, amen. But the grace of God, I just thank God for His mercy and His grace.
Amen.
For by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast, amen. I just thank God for His mercy and His grace. But you know also, when the rapture takes place, Jesus is going to only take those out, amen, that have truly repented of their sins, that have been saved and born again. But you know, if you miss the rapture, praise God, a man that misses a rapture, that don't go out with the church, praise God, he's going to go through great tribulations, amen, and there's going to be distress. It's going to be a sad time. Matthew 24, verse 21, I'll read that verse. It says, For then shall be great tribulation such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. It's going to be great tribulations. And then, you know, if you are people that are saved during the tribulation period, they're going to be hated. The Bible tells us, amen. And in verse 9, then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. I believe most Christians today, amen, when you proclaim the name of Christ, most Christians today, when they proclaim the name of Christ, amen, they're hated by the world. Jesus said, the world be against me, to be against you. And there's no doubt, I can feel it sometimes, but I thank God, amen, that God still gives me liberty, praise God. But he says, and then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. Can you imagine a tribulation period, how people are going to hate one another? And when the church goes out, praise God, the restraining spirit of God's going to go out. It's going to be an awful place here on this earth, amen. And it says, many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Amen. It's a sad time to think about what's going to happen. Amen. Mark 13:8, it talks about how nations shall rise against nation. And you know, I believe we're on the verge of that today. The economy in America, praise God, is looking bad. Amen. But I still have a Heavenly Father, praise God. If I have to go out, amen, and eat a rabbit or eat a deer, praise God, it's there for me. I believe God's going to take care of those, amen, that He loves. Amen. But we may face some things, and I think we're starting to see some things by the way things are going today. But you know, God's going to take care of you and me if we love Him and we'll stand by Him. Amen. I just thank God for that, because He loves us and He cares about us. But Revelation 6:6 talks about there's going to be a time of want. And I'm not going to read that verse of Scripture, amen. A time of want, to take a day's wages to get one meal, amen. Can you imagine that? And we're starting to see things today break down morally in America and all over the world. And you know, God's not pleased with that. If there's ever been a time that Christians need to pray, we need to cry out to God. I would love to see a revival in the church, amen. And we need to pray that God could send a revival, that more souls can be saved. But you know, when we have a revival, praise God, the hearts of the Christians need to get right, amen, and then souls can be saved, amen. But we're living in that time, church. You know, I believe the moral breakdowns, amen. I know God's not pleased with that. evil spirits during the tribulation period are going to be released, amen. And you know, people, I remember reading a book or two, you know, and this is the best book to read, by the way, but I'd read some books, amen, on the rapture, you know, and stuff like that, and you know, just getting an idea of some things that's going to take place, but it's going to be worse than the books, amen. But this book here tells it all, praise God. But you know, I believe one day Jesus is coming back to get the church, praise God. And you know, He's going to be looking for His church. I want to flip over to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, amen. In closing here, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, it says, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. I believe with all of my heart, church, we need to be getting ready because Jesus is coming back. He's coming back. He's coming back to get the bride, praise God. I just thank God knowing that He's coming back to take us out of here someday soon. And I know if you're like me, you fought battles and stuff, but you know what? God has never let us down. He's never let us down, amen. He's still God. You know, if you're here today and you know if you've got some things that you need to get right with God, today is the day to do it. Amen, because Jesus is coming back. I'm still praying that God can just help me to keep growing closer and closer to Him. Amen, because I'm an old human being that fight the world, the flesh, and the devil. Amen, just like you do. It's not easy, but I'll tell you something. God can make the way, and He won't put no more on us than we can stand. I just thank God for that and love the Lord with all of my heart. And you know, sometimes we think, Lord, I need to do more for You. I want to get closer to You. And you know something? God, He can do that. Amen. We'll just go to Him. Amen. Go to the throne of grace boldly. Praise God. Amen.